You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, this one came in through the Facebook page. If you haven't started following us or being friends with us on the social, just go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. It's Dom with an M, Dom and Jeremy. Jeremy posts a lot of great stuff each day, and people write to us with their problems. This one, she says, no name, please. I'll tell you at the end what name I came up with for her.
All right.
Okay. For now, though, let me just read her note. Hi, boys. I really like the advice you give to people when they write in. So now it's my turn, please. I'm getting married in September to a fantastic guy, and I really like his family, too. Well, most of them. Ha ha. Two exclamation points. Well, you can't possibly.
You can't like them all.
Everybody in the family.
It's
you're
impossible.
It's not possible. She writes, but all of them, from my fiance to his brothers to his parents, they all love, she puts love in all caps, love to camp. It's what they do several times a year. They make it clear that camping is their way of life. And when they do it, it becomes the thing, in all caps, in their world. She writes, boys, I've heard Dom say he hates camping. Well, I do, too. And I'm about to marry into a family that worships it. She says, I've gone a couple of times just because I felt like I had to. But once we're married, do you think it will be necessary to go? Or is it okay to just be the one odd duck in the whole family to stay home? She says, when we all went 2 weeks ago, I tried to beg off and not go, but they were horrified. And my fiance was appalled that I wouldn't go.
Oh.
Any advice on this situation? I'm sure there are other listeners who married into a family that was really into something other than camping, and the person either faked it or became the oddball in the family. What do you say? She says, no name, please. So I've decided we'll call her Vanessa Van Camp. Because, right. A, there's camping in it, and Van Camp makes pork and beans, which people make when they go
hills, yeah.
Camping.
Yeah.
So she's Vanessa Van Camp.
Oh, my gosh. She hates camping. Well, I mean, you don't.
Marrying into
camp.
A family that worships an activity that you can't stand. What do
Why
you
is she
do?
Just now complaining about this now that they're engaged? She could have gone out a lot sooner. Gosh, I don't know. See, I'm biased because I love camping. I was texting Knickknack this morning, sending new campers back and forth, because we're looking to upgrade possibly. And so for me, I'm just like, suck it up. You don't go camping all the time. What, maybe once a month?
To me,
twice a month, maybe.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what? It's one weekend a month in the summer.
Oh, forget it.
You know, four times over the summer
so
or something like that.
So your advice to Vanessa Van Camp is to suck it up and go.
Suck
my
it up and
is,
go. I want to know how they're camping, is, though.
My advice is be your own person. If you don't want to do it, why would you spend that much time doing something that you dislike? You can be
well,
with your husband and his family
sure
at
he's,
other times.
He's probably doing things that he doesn't like either. I mean, it's give and take. When it gets, to the world of marriage.
But what?
I want to know how they're camping. Is this tent ground camping, peeing in a hole, or are they out glamping? Because glamping is not that bad.
I don't think this could possibly be glamping the way they talk about
it. On the ground, catching your own dinner.
You know, and going back a second, you said he's probably doing things. To what degree could he possibly be doing anything that is the equivalent to constantly going out and pitching a tent in the woods? There's no way he is giving that much.
Thousands of chick flicks, probably.
Well, at least that lasts 90 minutes. And then
add them up, though. Add them up.
He's at his house.
Add them up. It's hours of his life.
If we ask our listeners what they recommend here, what's your guess on what they're going to say?
Oh, I'm
going
to say, I hope they say, you know what, she's in love with this guy. Maybe just suck it up and do what he likes and what the family likes every now and then. Now, I'm not saying she has to go on every one. She doesn't have to, but go on a handful of them. You might grow to love it. You really might.
No. That's what I was told. No.
No?
To me, camping is the Broadmoor. That is, yeah. I'll bet Vanessa is on board with me. Put me up at the Hyatt or the Broadmoor or the Brown Palace or something. That's right. Camping, my
that's,
friend.
That's roughing it.
That is camping. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. We would love for you to call. And look, Vanessa is asking for you to call and offer your advice. Talking about a note we got from a listener. Doesn't want her name used. We're calling her Vanessa Van Camp. She's about to marry into a family where they all absolutely worship camping, and they go all the time. And she goes, I hate it. She goes, I'm like Dom. I hate camping.
I wonder what her beef is.
So she says, her question is, do you just fake it and just go along and just do it? Or do you stand up and say, hey, sorry, guys, I'm out.
I don't like ticks.
Let's grab, we got a bunch that have been written in, but let's take the phone calls first. And we'll start with Robbie. Hello, Robbie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, Robbie.
We're doing quite well. We're doing better than Vanessa. What's your advice to her?
You know, my wife hated camping. We started out with a church group, tent camping. We did that a couple times, and then we went, you know, when my son was like five. And then we went to a pop-up camper, which was a little better. It gets you off the ground. Then we graduated to a trailer, pulled behind the truck. But now we're in like a 31-foot Winnebago. It's all about compromise. You just got to take him out shopping, get him in a Mercedes Class C, and tell him.
Find something with a mattress and some heated floors and the little fireplace in it.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's glamping. That's kind of what I said before we went to break there, Robbie. You know, maybe just go and see if you grow to enjoy it, and then maybe you'll upgrade. And then it really is, Dom, like pulling a hotel room behind you.
Yeah, yeah. But see here, the fatal flaw for both you and Robbie here is that if this was just her husband, fine. But he's talking about it's the entire family. So you're not going to get all of them to go out and put in, you know, $150,000 into a giant Winnebago.
You get a nice one for 20 grand.
They're all putting up tents.
Yeah, but they can sew up with a trailer. Who cares?
I don't think so, because I don't think the husband is going to want to. He's not going to be. Look, she talked about his brothers and everything. Can you see
if he wants
the husband
to keep
doing
mama
that?
Happy.
The brothers are like, way to go, man. Got the little hotel room on wheels.
That's right. Turns on the heater, has an indoor toilet, and rock out.
I wish it was that. I don't know if it would be that simple, though. I think you're either going camping or you're not. Hmm. I don't think they get to dress it up. Robbie, thanks for the call. Here's Kate. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what are you going to tell Vanessa Van Camp?
So I think she should stick up for herself. I married into a family that worships hockey, loves it like nothing else, and I couldn't care less. I tried to do the whole fake it till you make it thing, and I just couldn't do it. So now I try to strike a balance between I don't want to go and going every now and then so my husband isn't completely abandoned and lonely while all the rest of them are there with their spouses.
Right.
And I guess ultimately that comes down on the side where she needs to stick up for herself. I mean, if she goes along on every trip, it's going to be obvious to the entire family that she hates what she's doing.
Could she just go on a few, though, just to kind of, you know, make her husband happy? He wants to spend some time with her.
Once in a while.
You know, and I think that's what I'm saying. Go on a few, but not all.
A listener named Kirsten wrote in and said, my vote is to only go one every five times. That's enough to participate without driving yourself insane.
I like that.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Kate, thank you for calling. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys
Bye.
Have a good day, too.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate
it. I will say I am a big talker when it comes to this, because I want her to go and have fun and do it and da-da-da-da. I married into a football family. Nick Knack's entire side is football, football, mm-hmm. football, football, football. And can you imagine me?
And you can't stand it.
I can't stand it. And now I'm luckily to the point where I just basically tell them, I don't watch football, guys. You talk about your points and stats all you want. I don't watch football.
Stacy, what do you think we should tell Vanessa?
Vanessa should stand up for herself and not go.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
My husband's family is the same way, and they still accept me and You know, it's just not my thing. I do go every once in a while or go up for the day, but don't spend the night when they're close. So, yeah, I definitely stand up for herself.
You know, they talk about you when you're not there, though, Stacey. Well, that Stacey's a buzzkill.
They might. They're pretty good, though. They just tell me to my face, so it's good.
Stacey, you're boring. Stay at home.
Hey, glad you called.
Thank
Have a fun
you.
Day, okay?
Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Eliana says, I'm with Jeremy. Just go and realize we all do things for our spouses that we don't want to do. Get a load of this line.
What's that?
She says, just sleeping with my husband is something I'd rather not do, but I do it anyway.
Oh, my goodness. There's some bigger issues there than sharing a tent, I think.
And Melanie says, I can't believe this is even a question. Getting married doesn't mean you have to give up your own identity just to please your in-laws. She says, hell no, Vanessa, don't go. It's immature of them to insist she buckle and do everything they want.
Dang.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Yeah. Any you want to share?
Now it sounds abusive or something. My God.